The following shiur has been presented by Rav Shmuel ben Yamin Honigwax, Dayan at the Beis Havad, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. This volume has been graciously dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Shimshon Beanstock and family in the schus of Mordechai ben Sarah Basha Beanstock, Ba'orech Yomim Toivim. May the Torah studied through this volume bring him continued gezunt and hatzlacha ad mea de esrim shana.
Kidden of Dalit. This bot is the conclusion of the great sugya of Eidei Chasima Karasi, Eidei Mesira Karasi, in the first parak of Gittin. And there is a very, very large question as to the reasons that for the necessity of Eidim in a shtar. The question is based on the question is whether or not Eidim are indeed an integral part of a shtar, or is the necessity of having Eidim in a shtar specific to get, because we know that in Davar Shavarva Pachas Mishnayim. There's a school of thought in the Achronim that holds that there's no such thing as a shtar without Eidim. The question is just, what type of Eidim? Is it Eidim Chasima? Does the Eidim have to sign in the shtar? Or are Eidim Mesira enough? Or, according to some Rishonim, you need specifically Eidim Mesira. There's a large, there's Machlokes Rishonim in the end of Gittin, that whether or not, according to Belazar, Eidim Chasima is also Karasi, or is it only Eidim Mesira? So there's basically three choices within this Shita. That some hold that Rameir holds Dafke Eidei Chasima, we need to have specifically that the Eidim should sign on the Shtar. And Rav Elazar, there's two ways to go. Either you can say that Rav Elazar needs specifically Eidei Mesira, that the Eidim have to watch the handing over of the Shtar, or Rav Elazar agrees to Eidim Chasima also. In other words, Rav Elazar agrees that either way is good. Either you have Eidim signing on the Shtar, or you have Eidim watching the Mesira of the Shtar. That is one school of thought. But this school of thought believes that a shtar must have some sort of Eidim in it, otherwise the shtar is null and void. There's no such thing as a shtar that doesn't have Eidim. There's another school of thought, however, and this school of thought is based on the lashon of the Rambam, the expression used by the Rambam. The Rambam writes that if you The Rambam says that if a person writes on a piece of paper or on a piece of pottery, Sodai Mechurloch or Sodai Nesunaloch, even though there's no Eidim, nevertheless, the halacha is that the sale is a valid sale. So the question is, what does Rambam mean? The Rambam says that you write on it even though there's no Eidim. So the Achronim that go with the first school of thought, that hold that a shtar must have some sort of edus, they say that the Rambam means that the seller himself wrote on the piece of paper or the piece of pottery, Sadai Mechuraloch or Sadai Nesunaloch. The seller himself did the actual writing, and therefore when we look at this piece of paper or this piece of pottery, we see that the writing is identical to the seller's handwriting. So based on that, we can prove that obviously the seller acquiesced to the writing of the shtar, because he himself wrote it. That would be just as good as Eidim. Because Eidosbal din kamei Eidim dami. Since the seller is admitting by writing the shtar that he wants there to be a shtar, so it's as though Eidim signed and said that this person wants there to be a shtar. So, according to that, there's no proof from the Rambam that you don't need to have Eidim. According to that, the Rambam agrees that you need to have Eidim. The Rambam just holds, which everybody agrees to, that if the seller himself writes the shtar, we also know, just as if Eidim had told us, that the seller wants it to be a shtar, and therefore the shtar would be good, just as if there had been Eidim. However, the Lashon Rambam is not so clear, because the Rambam says, "Afal pi shein sham Eidim." The Rambam says that it's a chiddush, even though there aren't any Eidim. This l'chayra is a little bit shver, because obviously, if the seller himself wrote it, then that's Hoidos Baldin. We wouldn't have to say Aval Pishen Shamein. It should be obvious that Hoidos Baldin should be just as good as Eidim. Because so the first opinion is held by the Ktsois and the Nesivis and Rekiv Eger. However, the Sma and the Vilna Gaon both have a different understanding of the Rambam. The Sma and the Vilna Gaon both say that the Rambam holds that you don't have to have any kind of Eidus at all in a shtar. It's enough that any person, whoever it is, wrote on this piece of paper that a specific piece of land is sold to the buyer, and then the seller takes that piece of paper and hands it over to the buyer. That itself would affect a kinyan, and the seller would, and the buyer would thereby acquire this piece of land. So, I mean, the truth is, Ruth Eger, I mentioned before that Ruth Eger holds that it has to be Ksav Yada. It's not 100% clear. Ruth Eger understands the Rambam like the Sma and the Vilna Gaon, but Ruth Eger asks on the Rambam. He doesn't understand how could it be that the Rambam would say such a thing. So it's not 100% clear what Ruth Eger holds, but there certainly are Achroinim that hold that you need to have Eidus, and the Rambam and the Sma and the Vilna Gaon seem to understand the Rambam, that the Rambam held that you don't need to have Eidus at all. If so, what is the argument between Rameir and Rabbalazar that Rameir says Eidei Chasima Karasi and Rabbalazar says Eidei Mesira Karasi? Explain that. So obviously, according to these Achronim, the understanding of Rabbalazar is specific to get. When Rabbalazar says you need to have Eidei Mesira, that's specifically by get, since get is a Dover Shabarva, and Ein Dover Shabarva is a Shaim. Anytime we're trying to affect a change in the status of a Dover Sheva Erva, you need to have two Eidim present to testify that this change in status is taking place. Not just to testify in front of Bezdin, but to be available to testify. Two Eidim should see the actual transition. So therefore, Rav Elazar says, Eidim Asira Katsi. And Rameir says, no, Eidim Chasima are enough for a get, even though maybe there's no Eidim at the time, but Rameir will hold, according to this opinion, that there's going to be a very, very fundamental disagreement between Rameir and Elazar about the whole concept of a shtar. According to this opinion, Rameir holds that a shtar must have Eidei Chasim in order to be considered a shtar. Rav Elazar holds that a shtar is a good shtar as long as it says the word Sadeh Mechurullah Sadeh Mechurullah, even though the shtar doesn't prove anything at all to Bezdin. The shtar would seem to be a piece of paper that has no strength and no power at all. However, Rav Elazar understands that all a shtar means is that it says on a piece of paper certain words, you hand over that shtar, that affects a kinyan. But according to Rameir, a shtar would not be considered anything unless it had signatures, just like the Ksais and the Sivis would understand, according to everybody. So in other words, everybody agrees, according to Rameir, that the only thing that's considered a shtar is something that can prove something to us. If the shtar can prove a kinyan, that would be considered a valid and a valid piece of paper that would be able to accomplish a kinyan. However, there are opinions that according to Belazar, a shtar doesn't need that. And the only time you need to have Eidim is only for Dover Sheva Erva in order to accomplish a transition in Dover Sheva Erva. This becomes slightly relevant when it comes to a deed that is not, for some reason, does not have a valid signature. The signature is perhaps too far away from the actual paper, maybe more than shtei shitas, or there could be other kinds of issues with a deed where it's yachol zayif, where a person can easily forge a deed for some reason, when according to Dina Yisrael would not be a good shtar, but according to Dina Yaakov it would be a good shtar. So even though it would not be a good shtar for Dina Yisrael because the proof is not a good proof, however this deed may accomplish sale because of the fact that you don't need to have Edom in order to accomplish sale. But the truth is that it's likely that a deed would be considered a shtar o'il bar kois, and therefore there wouldn't be a question anyways, because we'll see later in Gittin that a shtar o'il bar kois, a shtar that's validated by our kois, is considered a good shtar as far as Rai is also concerned, and it's considered a good proof. And that's notwithstanding the fact that Dina Malchusa might help in this situation. So I don't know how relevant this question is. However, it's worthy to know that to understand the concept of Eidei Mesira, one has to understand that there's a very, very big machlokes about the underlying understanding of Eidei Mesira Karasi and why they are necessary. And Reb Chaim himself, you know, in yeshiva, you don't really hear this idea that you don't need Eidim for a shtar. People will be very surprised, but Reb Chaim himself points this out in the Reb Chaim and Stencils on Gittin Daf Gimel. He points this out that according to the Rambam, it seems very, very clear in the Rambam that there's no necessity to have Edom at all on the Shtar. It's just for Davar Shebe'erva.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.